Welcome to Charlie Foxtrot. We are a Stargate Universe podcast. I am Cetra.
And I'm Boom.
Oh my.
This episode makes me sad.
Yeah, this episode is not good feels for the most part.
It's universally bad feels.
Yeah, pretty much all over.
Well, not except for the first scene with Rush and Chloe. Well, fourth or fifth scene with Rush and Chloe. That's all right.
There's a few scenes that are all right. There's a few scenes that are not good. So,
This episode made my heart hurt so much. It made me long for second season. Very much
yeah.
so.
So what episode is it that we're talking about here today?
Oh, sorry, Divided.
Yeah, Divided. Which I think we talked about a lot over the last couple of episodes as well.
I think everything that we've talked about in the last, I would say, 11 episodes has always been leading up to this episode. Because,
You're not wrong. They spent a lot of time building this conflict and making this conflict make sense.
right. And they did a good job. But this conflict probably should have been longer than one episode.
No shit. That would have been real cool.
Yeah, and then we could have had a little bit more character development for everybody. Like, the first episode should have been get the Nakai thing off the ship, right? The second one should have been the actual division and the strategery and and people talking about it and feeling weird. And the third one should have been about, fuck you, Rush, you have a goddamn tracker in your chest.
Yeah.
But instead, it's all in one episode.
Of course it is, because nothing says good science fiction like building up to a huge plot point for 12 episodes and then getting it all over with real fast.
And then turning them into A, B, and C storylines.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. Well, I mean, it's good in one way, though, is because the pain is over after one episode. Kind of.
That's true. I mean, we don't have to watch the Rush Ray partnership fall apart or
Right.
whatever else would have happened.
Or Eli just becoming even more and more disappointed in Rush, and yeah.
Yeah, oh man, poor Eli. Also not poor Eli, but
We'll talk about that as we get to it. So it starts with Chloe getting up, right? And
yeah,
she's
Chloe
walking
sort of
around.
wandering the ship.
She watches herself get abducted, which is really freaky looking. So cheers to them on that.
Yeah, it's. I like the way they handle Rush and Chloe dealing with their, kind of PTSD
Right.
stuff. Like, because clearly a lot of the rest of the military just sort of is like, yay, they're back. Like, Scott
Right.
clearly doesn't understand that Chloe is going through something really serious.
Right. But he feels like he should know. So, I mean, that point is in his favor, I guess. But as they're like conversing about it, I just feel like there's not a sincere bone in your body when you're saying these things to her.
Which is weird because after her father died,
It was perfect.
yeah, he was so good. He was the one
Yeah.
I liked the most.
Maybe it's because he understands death and loss, but he doesn't understand torture, which is what
Yeah.
happened to her. He doesn't understand suddenly being taken and having no control, you know?
Well, and to him, she was only gone for a few hours, right?
Right.
So,
Like, what damage could really have been
yeah.
done?
Man, we're
Tons.
gonna talk about cereal again, because if you think about it, if they'd gotten, some prisoner of war back after 4 or 5 hours,
Right.
like, you're not expecting that dude to be super messed up.
I would disagree with that. I mean, most things that mess people up, like there's different kinds of PTSD. Like there's the consistent abuse kind of PTSD, but there's also the one time this thing happened kind of
Yeah.
PTSD, often associated with rape, random assaults, that kind of
Well,
stuff.
that's true.
Car accidents, it's really over and
Yeah,
like
I don't
that.
know that Chloe or Rush has told them that they were mentally tortured, though.
Well, because they're trying to protect them, isn't that kind of what that conversation at the
Yeah.
end is? Like, they think they're safe, but we know better. And I assume they're not sharing it because they think that the morale of the crew is more important.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's weird that Rush is taking that into account when Rush in general. Well, no, he does
No, he
consider
does, because
morale.
he lied about that planet for
Yeah,
morale purposes.
he considers morale enough to lie about it.
Right.
That's true.
I mean, that's being a little bit, giving him a little bit too much credit, because he also probably lied to try and get Young off his back a little bit, but
Yeah.
his stated reason was morale. And it was working. He was actually having people getting their work done.
Yeah, what do you
So,
know? Some
yeah.
sort of miraculous thing happening.
But before we move on to like Chloe and Rush talking, though, I kind of want to discuss why Chloe's mom is there.
Yeah.
I couldn't really figure out that symbolism, like watching her
Well,
drown.
there's a couple of angles on it.
Right.
One, Chloe's mom is the person she cares the most about that's still alive,
Right.
which means that she might well be something that the Nekai used against Chloe in mental interrogation.
Oh, that's true.
Or, when she thought she was dying, that was the only thing she thought about because her mother is so motivated to get her back because
Right.
she's so afraid of losing Chloe.
Like her most painful thought is her mom knowing she's dead.
Yeah, her mom being right and her dying out here for no reason.
Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Well, good for them. That was cool.
Yeah, I think it could also, I mean, they probably didn't want to pay the guy again, but they could have brought her father in that same kind of situation, and it would have been even more like punch to the gut.
No, I mean, I don't know what it would symbolize if it was her dad. I feel like the mom is the really,
Yeah. I
that's
guess.
the linchpin to her emotional instability, right? Because it was
Yeah.
that way on Earth as well.
Yeah, and she did kind of make peace with her father when she was hallucinating him because of the tick.
Yeah, but that's a couple of episodes after this.
Oh,
I think,
really?
yeah, that's
Oh,
not for, because they
oops.
have to go get trapped and blah, blah,
Okay, ignore all of that.
blah. Yeah, but I do think she's made peace with the death of her father. I mean, as I mentioned in the last episode, I feel like Rush has that soft spot for Chloe, for many, many reasons, and I do believe she has a rationality to her that he appreciates.
Yeah.
And I think she can be emotional in the moment, but hell, Rush can be emotional in the moment, and as
Yeah.
he will be in the future and has been in the past. But I do think she can make peace with these things. But it's an impossible thing to do, is to make peace with the fact that someone you love and loves you so much, and you're the only one left in the world for them, and you dying, that's almost the worst.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know,
It's a
like,
weird responsibility to have, right?
right.
Like,
Well, I mean, it's like, sorry, I mean, I won't try to belabor this very much more, but like, that my death doesn't really bother me that much. What makes me cry and get upset about thinking about me dying isn't me dying, it's everyone else being upset. It's my mom being upset, usually.
yeah.
So
Yeah.
that has to be a part of it.
And I've had that moment with one of my best friends in the last couple of weeks, of being like, you're not allowed to die and leave me with all your stuff because I couldn't handle it.
Yeah.
So Rush and Chloe have a brief conversation that basically just is like, well, this sucks.
Right.
Yup, we're not gonna tell anybody how bad it sucks. Nope.
Like, he doesn't sugarcoat it.
Yeah.
He even reasons things out for Matt so she doesn't get pissed at him. Like, he seems committed to her emotional stability in this.
Yeah.
And people like to hear that sucks. They don't want things to get fixed when they know they can't be.
Well, and especially we know that that is what Chloe needs, right? Because that's what Matt did when her father died.
Right.
Was like, this sucks. It's gonna change who you are. Let it be what it is.
Right. And that's what Rush is doing here,
Yeah,
too.
and that's totally what Rush is doing. So,
Good for him.
yep, good Chloe management skills.
Yeah. So next, Young and Rush talk.
Yeah,
And
Rush
Young.
actually comes to Young for the first time ever instead of avoiding him.
And Young is prickly pretty much from the beginning.
Of course.
Calls him out on using the communication stones because he almost blames it on Rush. He's like, you knew you were going to be so bad that you're going to have the communication stone. And I'm like, don't you see it as he knew that between the two of you things were going to be bad, so he had to have a failsafe?
Well, and regardless, like, it's this weird, like, okay, what are you actually blaming him for, Young?
Right.
You're blaming him for the fact that you had to find out that he was on that ship and save him?
Right.
Sucks to be you.
Like, I don't really know why he's so angry.
He just wants, because Rush is back on the ship and he's pissed about it.
Right.
Right? But, like, he put himself through this whole set of guilt because of having Rush killed. And right. Here's Rush back and perfectly fine, obviously, because everybody right. just thinks they're perfectly fine.
Lying about it, which I think probably compounds Young's guilt in a lot of ways.
Yeah, because now he can never come clean.
Yeah.
Because if he comes clean, then, like...
Yeah, he can never be free of it, right?
It's worse. Yeah, it's very... Oh, man.
I don't think Rush intended it, but if he did, that is a diabolical way to destroy someone's mentality.
Yeah, so. I think in a way, Rush probably was trying to
protect.
To give Young something, right? Like,
right.
whatever you said happened, happened.
I think
you know,
he would,
I'm
yeah.
not going to push it. You tried to kill me. I nearly died. Whatever. It's over.
It's a peace offering, but it makes, ultimately, yeah. it makes Young more unstable.
Yeah. I think from Rush's point of view, going along with somebody else's lie is obviously a peace offering, right?
Right.
But to Young was already living in a lot of guilt and pain from that lie.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyway.
And not making good choices because of it. Yeah. No, that's really interesting.
It's
I like
the opposite
this.
Of a 2-for-1. It's just...
Whoops. Again,
super backfiring
they
favor.
Just do not communicate well. Yeah.
Different communication styles.
So Russ suggests that the Nakai knew that where the ship was because there was a ship on the hull of theirs. But I remember that ship going away in episode 1, so it must have come back. For your headcanon on like
or
it
my
went
headcanon
to report
that it had been there and had already set up a tracking device.
Right.
But then, you know, was to take off and go report to the mothership and activate active destiny pursuit.
Guess that's going to have to be what it is.
Yep.
Yeah,
I'll just go ahead and do your writing for you, SGU. Don't worry about it.
And then he says, destiny is an obsession with them, which I find a little ironic because clearly it's also an obsession with Rush.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that's part of why Rush is still playing this very close to the vest, right? Like, he knows that he has a thing implanted in him.
Right.
But, one, he obviously doesn't want to undergo open-heart surgery from a, you know, field medic.
Right.
He
also thinks, I think he does legitimately think Young is going to send him on an airlock.
Oh, yeah. He's
because that's what he would do.
He has no evidence that Young wouldn't just kick him out an airlock, right?
Right.
Young already tried to kill him once and got away with it, as far as Rush is concerned.
Exactly.
Because Rush already lives in such a deep state of guilt that
right.
more guilt wouldn't really affect him that much.
Right.
I
mean, well, think about it. Like, Young already killed him over something that didn't endanger anybody.
Yeah. This is actively endangering the ship and crew. Of
right.
course Young would kill him.
Yeah.
Like, just done.
Ugh. Man, Young really does engender all the poor choices that Rush makes.
Yeah.
And vice versa, naturally. I'm not going to
yeah,
say Rush is innocent of that.
They react to each other in really negative ways that, because they think so differently, they don't always anticipate.
Right. So they drop out of FTL. For some
yep.
reason, they're going to send Young through.
Sure. That's how we do, right, Captain? Yup, sure.
Sure. I mean, it's almost like Rush knows. He's like, well, I mean, Young's gonna go out anyways. I guess it's time for the coup.
Yeah. Oh, look, Young's off the ship. How convenient.
But before that happens, though, Greer wants a word with Young. And this is one of those scenes that just makes me feel so much pain. Because I just want Greer to understand what's really going on. But he's so... firmly in Young's corner, and that's his way of thinking. Like, he doesn't
yeah.
think he's wrong at all. And I'm not saying he is or isn't, but, like, there's just no gray area with him for that.
Yeah, and I think a lot of it is, you know, that he's chosen to live his life that way.
Right.
He's chosen very actively to just go, nope, like, that's, you know, thinking is above my pay grade.
Right.
Basically.
But he is thinking here. He's saying, look, Young, don't have to respond or anything, but I will take Rush out for you.
Is this the first one? Do they all happen in this episode? Because there's several times that the military, either Greer or other people, is just like, fuck it. We're the ones with the guns. Let's fix this.
I think they did it another time. No, maybe the civilian said, well, they're the ones with the guns. But this episode, they definitely talk a lot about,
Look, let's just go martial law. Let's shut this down. This is stupid.
Obviously, I bristle against. So.
Yeah. Some of the cinematography is very, very cool. There's a lot of people in silhouette against, you know, lighted parts of the ship. And...
That's, you know why? Because the director used to do BSG episodes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It does look like a BSG episode.
And I like it because I always thought BSG, I mean, I think SGU has a really interesting cinematography style for Stargate in particular, but in sci-fi in general. But I like having that sort of BSG quality added on to it.
Yeah.
Where it's a little more deliberate, a lot less takes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Cuts, less cuts. I liked it all.
The camera's all very low this episode.
Right.
Everything is, like, following everybody at knee high.
I wonder why that is. Like, maybe it's because it obscures their expressions.
Yeah, it definitely... There's a lot of people moving in darkness and that kind of thing. So, yeah, there's a little bit of... they're piloting Kinos through unexplored parts of the ship.
Right.
And out the hole Chloe was abducted through to try and find any kind of tracking device. They're taking the shuttle out to try and find a tracking device. Which I also wonder how much, because obviously Rush is back, right? So that means Rush is back in charge of who gets to open up what parts of the ship.
Right.
So he can control how much of the military is out exploring and sequestered in certain areas.
I think that control is not that much there, because he still has to go through Young for a lot of things.
Yeah, but we know that in a little bit here they're going to be able to shut out a huge percentage of the military.
Yeah. Well, that's partially because Rush had been working on subroutines to start moving everywhere, all the controls out of the interface room.
So, which is very interesting to me. Like, if he has that much control over the ship already.
Right.
Like, but apparently not enough control. Not like...
Oh, you're right. That is kind of a hole. Like, why didn't he just, like... Herd the military into one room, and then, boom, done. Huh. Because surely he could have manufactured something that Eli... Because Eli takes a while for him to figure out that Rush forges those things, right? Because even though Rush Rush lies, he still... I think he still believes the best sometimes.
Well, it's and also, still not in Eli's nature to immediately assume deception.
Right. I guess that's what I was going for.
Even though he now sometimes catches on that it's happening.
Right.
He definitely, it's not the first thing that he goes to.
Right.
Even when it's Rush.
Oh, no, what's also interesting about this is they make this big deal about how Rush needs Eli, which you think would make him feel a little bit better about himself. But Rush's whole plan is basically based on trapping Eli on the other side.
Well, yeah, no, Rush's whole argument is that he only needs Eli because Eli is the only one who can stop him.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Right? Like, they need Eli on their side, whether he's helping or not.
Right.
Because they can't have him on Young's side helping Young.
Right. Well, that's true.
Because he's the only other problem solver.
That is true. Okay, good point. But after that is the Greer and Young conversation, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I just want to ask a quick question on that before we move on, because we touched on most of it. Young never really replies, and I wonder what Young's reply to Greer might have been.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the communication between Young and Greer is unspoken in that way.
Right. I feel like he was giving him the go-ahead with his body.
Yeah, It's definitely not a go ahead.
Right.
But I think it's the best he can do at that point, which is like,
It's like an I'll think about it body
yeah,
language.
offer acknowledged.
I'm not punishing you for it.
Hold that thought
Yeah.
kind of thing, which is weird. Young is such a weird dude. His priorities are kind of a mess.
I mean, he's had a really rough 12 episodes.
Yeah, I mean, he's had a rough run here.
Yeah.
And how really do you respond to that, right? Like, it's not his job to tell Greer, like, we need him, because
Right.
right now he doesn't feel like they do need Rush.
Right.
Because he thinks they can just pile all the work on Eli and it'll be fine.
Which was a failure last episode.
Yep, but he still believes it because he really doesn't like Rush.
Right. Like, Eli couldn't even figure out how to fix the shields last episode until until Rush got there.
Well, and Eli, from what we've seen, Rush reacts in a stressful situation with an enormous amount of logic and precision and quick action. And Eli reacts with panic
Right.
in a firefight, we now know.
We now know.
Which is unfortunately not ideal.
That's okay, because Brody is calm as shit.
Yep. Well,
Which.
we're gonna just become the Brody Fan Club podcast
Well,
any minute here now.
it's interesting. I have to point this out because I was talking to a Stargate lover about this. Apparently, he's afraid. Well, not he. It's possible he's afraid of thunderstorms because he was struck by lightning. But don't you think he would be freaking out with all those like bolts of electricity going everywhere? But he's not. He's like calm as shit.
Well, and that just means that he's somebody that under pressure shuts down that stuff.
Right.
Like,
Just focuses on what needs to get focused on.
which is awesome. That is a
Yeah.
fantastic skill to have.
Let's just talk about Brody. I
Adam Brody, the podcast,
get,
starting now.
I mean, I guess instead we could move on to Matt seeing Chloe talking to Rush.
Yeah,
Rush
and
always just seems suspicious.
yeah, I mean, does Rush ever do anything that doesn't just look super suspicious?
No.
He's not capable of it.
It's true. Even when he was gonna go bang Amanda Perry, he was a little suspicious.
You know, I'm pretty sure to every totally normal action he takes is just done with the right amount of shiftiness that it would look suspicious.
It's probably because he's just so used to people judging him all the time. And if you think you're always being judged, you sort of walk and move in a different way. You
Yeah.
know, a closed way, which makes you seem suspicious.
I'm just wondering, I'm like, how often did this man used to get arrested on the streets of Glasgow? Like, you look shifty, get in here.
That's
Like,
why he left.
clearly. That happens less in Berkeley.
So he obviously, but if he's talking to Chloe, though, he's obviously already thinking about the coup.
Oh, yeah.
And so he took a huge risk thinking that Young would get on that shuttle. But then I'm like, oh wait, Young does stupid shit like that all the time.
Well, there's only two pilots.
Yeah.
If they're doing like up close maneuvering to the ship and he can sort of justify that he's still on the ship, of course Young's gonna go.
Right.
Because for every minute he's on that ship, that's a minute that Ray and Rush can't talk to him or at him or near him.
But every minute he's off that ship is every a minute that they can do exactly what he's been spying on them about.
Well, he doesn't necessarily know that Rush has dived headfirst into this situation.
Right.
Right? Like the last thing we know he saw was Ray talking with some civilians and some
I
scientists.
would have really, if this could have been split into three episodes, I really would have loved one more conversation between Ray and Rush where it's established why Rush decides to do this.
Yeah, that would have been super, super awesome.
Yeah.
A lot of extra cool stuff about this coup and why they were
True.
doing it would have been great.
Yeah. But what's interesting is that even though Rush didn't want to do it at the end of the episode, he's the one pushing for it now. He says, this is the opportunity. We have to do it now.
Yeah. Well, so if we want to go real deep, it is possible that he acknowledges that this is doomed to failure
Right.
and is actually pushing it forward too early so that it will fail more quickly, so that there will be less bitterness and no one will get hurt.
I feel like if that's his goal, he should just not do it at all.
Yes, but he is Rush, and therefore maximum shiftiness. So anyway, there's my one potential Rush apologist excuse for why he is.
And I, as queen of the Rush apologists, say no.
All right.
I mean, he's so shifty that he's even made you paranoid about his true intentions.
You're not wrong.
Anyways, they place it in the research lab, the new interface room.
Yeah.
Chloe kind of goes in to distract Eli, or doesn't, who knows.
Yeah, it seems odd. Like, they find this ship on the outside. Mm-hmm. So the Nakai clearly, like, were near the ship very early.
Right.
Enough to have, you know, two ships attached to it semi-permanently.
Yeah.
But it's odd that Chloe would want to see it.
Maybe she wants to see it to confirm that what happened to her happened.
I mean, yeah, there's plenty of reasons she would want to see it. But obviously the timing of this and everything else makes it very suspicious.
Right.
But she says that she wasn't doing it on purpose, and I believe her. Because she has no reason to lie to Eli about that, really. He's already pissed at her.
Right. Well, I mean, then why was she talking to Rush in the hallway? Because, I mean, the way she makes it sound, she's like, well, I knew it was going to happen, I just didn't know it was going to happen right then.
Well, I assume she was talking to Rush in the hallway about other stuff. Their feelings about the Nakai, or the likelihood from what little bit they know.
Right.
Of, you know, where a ship... or a tracker would be placed, or, you know.
Maybe she wants to know if they're safe.
Or, I mean, even just at this point, anytime I see Rush and Chloe together, I just assume this is like, we're going to look at each other for a couple seconds and make sure we're not nuts, and then we're going to go about our day.
Right. You know, I read this fanfic about how neither of them could take showers since the Nakai thing, and so they kind of work out this solution of, like, platonic naked showering together.
Aww.
Which I like. As long as it doesn't go anywhere past that.
That's interesting. Yeah.
But it's fixed, so whatever.
Yeah.
Anyways. Okay, so I'll go with Chloe. It was not distracting Eli. I'll just go with you with all that. I'm kind of like 70-30 that she did distract him.
Okay. Well, obviously that is what she ended up doing. But she didn't mean to.
Right. Well, so to me, I feel like she's becoming more and more Rush-like a little bit. And I think she does so increasingly over the course of the series. But, you know, with a little bit more emotional stability and intelligence. But I think she lied. And she knows that Eli knows that she would never lie to him.
Yeah.
But she justified it in a way Rush would justify it.
Yep. Just like every other liar that Eli doesn't like.
Yep. Well, I mean, their friendship is not as strong for a while.
Eli becomes slightly disenchanted with Chloe after this.
Yeah.
Right? Like, she's no longer this, you know, perfect, awesome friend person. She's just like, okay, she's my friend.
Yeah, she's a human. It always sucks when you learn your friends are humans.
I know. That's the worst.
I'm glad you haven't learned that about me yet, Cetra.
Wait, you're a human?
I know. I make mistakes like other people do.
Damn it.
Fuck, I thought you were perfect.
I was pretty sure.
Aw. So, I guess, Chloe, I have this note that says Chloe believes in Rush. Did she say that she does? Or do I just, did I infer that from her body language? Like, because Rush says, like, the ship was there a long time.
Yeah, I think she is slightly relieved about it.
Okay. It didn't happen while they weren't looking. It happened before they were looking.
Yeah, it wasn't specifically something that happened when they got here.
Right.
Also, further reasons to think that Chloe's not intentionally distracting Eli. Eli would have been watching that area of the hull for the removal, like, to make sure that the ship was removed correctly, no matter what.
Right. That's true. Well, maybe she was just making sure he didn't... look over there.
And she looks
point.
Really delighted when the ship is blown up.
Yes, so. She does. Young seems weirdly chill about it.
Yeah. Which,
all right,
again,
bye.
just makes me think, like, he's really, like, yeah, it's great they're getting rid of the ship, but he's really on that shuttle to have 10 minutes out of his office.
I like that headcanon. That's what it's gonna be. Be with
Because,
his best bro, Matt.
yeah, like, be with Scott in the ship, fly in a ship, shooting at things like you're supposed to in the Air
He's
Force.
like, this is what I signed on to Stargate for, not this
Yeah.
bullshit of trying to understand feelings.
Yeah.
So let's go to our favorite, Brody.
Yeah, Brody carefully watering the plants in hydroponics and not talking on the radio about anything suspicious where TJ can hear him.
Totally about Bridge Club.
Yep. Brody, yeah, I know. Shut up, Volker. I'll be there later.
Brody's just as shifty as Rush is, it turns out.
Oh, yeah, he's trying so hard.
I feel bad for him. Like, I think he probably thought he believed in Rush so much that he thought no one was going to be trapped on the other side.
Yeah, I mean,
And now he has to deal with this, and he's like,
between
I can
Rush and
do.
Rey, like, how
Right.
could they screw that up? And he's sitting here going, okay, how talk to attractive young lieutenant about how she needs to get out of the hydroponics bay where she has every reason to be?
Right,
Damn
right.
it.
I feel like he's like, okay, if this was like a door mechanism, everything would be cool. How do I human?
Yeah. Oh, so good, but so unfortunate.
Oh, poor Brody. I love you so much.
Yeah, kind of beyond all reason. Also, Young is probably on the shuttle because he's better at docking it than Scott is.
Clearly he isn't. 'Cause, well, I mean, obviously it's Rush's fault from the programming thing. He did not think that the docking clamps would not work. And
Yeah.
I really feel like it is to his credit that, I mean, yes, he really does push the envelope of when he chooses to do it.
But it's classic Rush, right?
Right.
Like, he's gonna continue trying to make it work up until the last minute. And
Right.
just because his definition of last minute is much more precise than anyone
It's like
else's.
more like last millisecond.
Yeah.
But I mean, it is to his credit that he does stop the transfer so young and Matt can dock. And I
Yeah.
don't really necessarily think it's because Chloe is yelling at him to see reason or Ray is or Eli is. I think he knew it already. And
Well,
he
and I
was just
think again,
having
I don't
to.
think he wants and this really to lead to a bloodbath,
No.
right?
But Ray does. She's like, you promised no one would get killed. As if she thinks he was going to let that happen.
Well, here's the thing. You don't have to throw that in Rush's face,
Right.
right? Rush tried not to help Telford's team be idiots,
Right.
and Riley nearly did get killed.
Right.
And think what you will about that. Think what you will about Rush, that is still in Rush's mind.
I miss Riley.
Yeah, and Rush is still thinking about that, and he's acting more conservatively and more in defense of the team.
No, he also can be conflicted because he's in the same position Young was. Only, does he let Young just stay there and die?
Yeah.
Like, leave him behind and die? Because it's inconvenient?
Only
Or does he
he's.
not?
Rush is a more logical person,
Right.
and that makes him, in some ways, a better person in this situation.
Right.
Because Young, obviously, if Young had had the time to consider, he wouldn't have left Rush on that planet.
Right.
And Rush, has the time to consider and doesn't leave Young on that shuttle.
So the only reason I argue against logic in this situation is I almost feel like it's an emotional response. I think he thought to himself, because he does look conflicted through this whole thing. And by the way, the 8, 7, 6 minutes, like counting down, happens in like 2 minutes on the
Oh,
show.
yeah.
But I feel like he realized that he was in the same position Young was, right? This is an inconvenience. I have to make a split decision. And he goes, I don't want to be Young.
Yep. Well, he also, here's the thing.
It also undermines his
There
leadership.
is a Chloe angle here.
Right.
Because Chloe is the one person that is kind of grounding him right now based on his experiences with the Nakai.
And Matt's on that shuttle.
And Matt's on that ship, and
She will
he
never
doesn't
forgive
have
him.
time to coax Chloe through a second major trauma.
Well, a third, technically, because
A
there was that one
third, but a
time.
second within like 2 days.
Right.
right now, and I say he doesn't have time, that's a very cold way to put it. Like, I think he knows that she couldn't take that.
Right. And I think he knows that he couldn't do it.
And so that is a part of his calculation for sure.
Okay. So there, I think there's like three things going on as he's calculating it out.
As usual, Rush's situation is very complicated and he processes it all very quickly, which makes it look to other people like he's a shifty, unfeeling bastard.
I feel like he's almost, like when he actually does make the decision to stop the transfer so they can go. How do you read that expression he has? Because I almost feel like he's disappointed, and I can't tell if it's in himself for making that decision or the fact that they don't have full control, because he knows they're going to lose.
I think it's kind of, you know, it's disappointment in the way that everything went, right?
Like it should have worked.
He has to compromise his ideal plan
in
order to do what's best, and that's never Rush's ideal. Rush would always rather just do what he had planned in the first place, because that would work out for the best.
Yeah, but, I mean, he could also be disappointed that his plan didn't work out at all.
I think he's also realizing that despite being on this, you know, this side of rebellion and trying to get away from the military, he's still having to interface a lot with people and explain himself and justify himself and told to do things, you know, that aren't the right thing.
All good points.
So there's, yeah, I mean, I think he's definitely not as delighted with his partnership with Rey as he would like to be right now.
Right. And Young the whole time, by the way, he's like, I'll bet you a buck that Rush is behind this.
Yeah, Rush is doing this. Clearly Rush is doing this. Rah, rah, rah.
Well, I mean, this time he was right. Yeah. And then, you know, Young telling Greer to get a detail. That scared me. Because you already know what Greer wants to do. And you already know, even though we said that we think he has a healthy respect for the hierarchy, but we know he doesn't. Because he
punched Shepard. Here's the thing. Like,
he does what he thinks is best.
He does what he thinks is best. And he shot Franklin because someone told him, stop them.
Right?
Like, of course we know that being told, like, Young specifically telling Greer.
Right.
Like, you know what Greer's reaction is going to be.
Yeah.
But he gets stopped by closing doors and...
Yay. Then Volker and Brody have an awkward conversation in front of TJ.
Yeah. In which I'm like, if I were TJ, I would suspect that they were lovers right now. Like, that this is some sort of sneaky... Because they both look so shifty and terrified.
I guess. I didn't even think about that. But then I've only recently been told about Volker.
First there's Brody saying something awkward about, you know, obviously a lie about Volker on the radio.
Right.
And what they're talking about. And then Volker is there, like, whispering with him. And they're, like, ducking and trying not to make eye contact with her. Like, yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
There's my headcanon. TJ writes Brody Volker fanfiction.
There is Brody Volker fan fiction. A really good one, by the way, is Past, Present, Futura. That's a really genius title, isn't it? And then next to Park is like, please don't shoot me, to the other two military people that are cut off.
Yeah.
And they never address her and Greer's relationship and how they got over this.
Yeah, that's...
Because Greer never gets over it with anybody else. Like, you know, he wants to kill Rey, he wants to kill Rush... But Lisa...
Maybe Lisa's low enough down that, like, she wasn't involved in this.
She was clearly involved in this.
Yeah, maybe she convinces him that she wasn't.
Or maybe they just forgot about that aspect when they were writing it.
Yeah, there's that too.
Because they don't really touch on the Greer Park thing until much later, many, many episodes from now.
Huh, yeah, so maybe there's only, like... one writer that cares about that, and it's like that writer is like, as long as you don't break up my OTP, I don't care what happens in between my episodes.
And then finally it gets to Common Descendants, he's like, they're having babies,
so many babies.
And they're like, fine Steve,
okay, we get it, you really 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 like Lisa Park with Greer, that's fine.
just okay, fine. Next, Young radios Rush, and Rush is like, hey, come on, dude. Don't you notice that I am not alone in doing this coup? Like, it's not just me. The problem is that Young is just too emotionally compromised to understand that there's an entire half of a ship that managed to keep a conspiracy secret under his watchful Kino eye.
Yeah.
He just wants to blame Rush. And
it's
so,
easier to blame Rush.
Yeah. I mean, that is true.
It's easier to look at a negative situation and blame one mastermind.
Right.
Than to think, oh, I must have been such a shitty manager this whole time that they're all super pissed at me.
Yeah. And what sucks is that he wasn't a shitty manager in the beginning.
No.
But it all came to be because he couldn't trust Rush from the very beginning.
Yeah.
And that's where all his bad decisions come from.
That and the fact that he's, like, not sleeping and pushing himself too far. Right. And that Jack O'Neill's answer was basically, suck it up, Buttercup.
Right. When he doesn't want to be there in the first place. Yeah. Yeah. It all adds up to what happened. But Eli is, like, totally uncomprehending of this situation. And he does remind Young that Rush saved their lives. Like, he could have just
Eli
let them
really
die.
Just wants everyone to be friends.
But I feel like Eli almost forgets this fact himself later on when he goes over to the other side and kind of sides with Young.
Yeah, well, here we go with another episode full of Eli flip-flopping on things.
Eli doing what the plot needs him to do.
I don't know. Basically, we find out that, you know, Rush tries to play the card where he's like, you know, I have all the controls. You're screwed. And Eli goes, no, actually, we have life support.
God damn it, Eli. Doesn't he under... This is what frustrates me about Eli. And I'm sure frustrates Rush. Because no matter how intelligent he is and how helpful he is with all the computer systems and figuring those things out, he can't look at the situation and say to himself, it is probably going to have a less bloody end if I don't tell anyone that we have control of this one system.
Yeah.
If they have
and what do you know? The first thing Greer says is, oh, so we just turn off their air.
Eli is just so politically unsavvy. It's disgusting sometimes. I mean, he's young, so I can't blame him, but...
Still, like, that's a very good way of putting it. Like, he does not get it. His, you know, Greer makes that threat, and Eli's immediate reaction is, but we wouldn't do that.
Right.
And he looks around at Greer and Young and Scott and is like, oh, shit, they would consider that.
Yeah.
Too bad I'm too dumb to have kept my mouth shut 30 seconds ago.
I mean, he consistently, it doesn't matter that Rush yells at him during water or keeps proving to him over and over and over again that sometimes you need to keep your mouth shut. He just consistently does it. It's a habit he can't break.
Yeah.
And it causes so many problems because what he wants more than anything is to stop the bloodshed right now, right? Well, the possible bloodshed because no one's died yet. And all he does is put them in a position that it is absolutely going to happen. Violence is going to happen now.
Well, and I mean, you have just gone into a military situation on a ship, right?
Right.
And then you're telling the leaders of the military, the people who are supposed to be in charge, oh, hey, all those people on the other side, we could just kill them if you want.
Right. And what's worse is he doesn't even listen to Rush's reasoning, which is, you know, military is supposed to answer to the civilians, and we've been under a military dictatorship.
Yep.
And we have told you time and time again. And Young knows because he listens to Volker bitch about it all the time. Like, he knows.
Yeah.
And Eli doesn't get that reasoning. He just doesn't.
But, Young isn't... Whatever Young is seeing in the footage that Eli is showing him, Young is not getting the, like, oh, there's problems that need to be addressed.
And then...
He's just getting, like, how bad is it? Do I have to react to it yet?
Yeah.
Which is odd. But
but it's also falling on Eli's ears deftly too.
Yeah, Eli's clearly not getting it. He's, I don't know, maybe he's thinking of this like a video game, like maybe this is his first run of Mass Effect and the next time he's going to be on Rush's path, like
he'll be Paragon this time.
Yeah, he's going Paragon this time, he'll go Renegade next time.
Like I don't know. I think it's really just he chose a person to attach to. I mean, us nerds do this a lot. And we just defend that choice.
Yeah.
And Young has been a lot kinder to him than Rush ever has been.
Well, because Rush is real bad at being nice to people.
He's nice to Chloe. He's nice to Brody. He's got two people he's nice to.
Oh, you mean he's nice to people who just useful? Shut up and get on with their jobs?
Hey, no, that's not true. Lisa talks all the time, and he's mostly fine with her.
That's true. She's competent.
And then, I mean, I guess he did let her go blind that one time, but he did warn her not to do that, and he did spend a lot of time trying to save her.
Yeah.
So
he does nice things for people that he cares about a little bit. Including Eli.
All the time. He does nice things for Eli consistently, no matter how many times Eli betrays him.
Yep.
Anyways, but Young realizes, too, that Eli is the thing that's gonna to be the difference between the war that's just started.
Yeah.
I don't know. What's next? Eli's hungry.
Yeah, they keep talking about this, and I don't know why it's Rush on the radio, apart from that Robert Carlyle's the best actor in the cast.
Well, like, I mean, because Ray doesn't... I mean, it should be Ray.
Because Ray doesn't want to have this fight with Young again.
Yeah, because she's already had it a million times. I think she's had this fight with him more times than we've seen on screen.
Oh, I'm sure. Which is why Young was out in a shuttle trying to avoid being yelled at by Ray more.
Because that's what her job is.
Who happened in the first place.
Well, I mean,
headcanon confirmed.
No, you know what? There you go. I think that's right, though. Like, Rey knows that she's supposed to be more influential than she is, so she obviously keeps going at it over and over and over again, hoping that eventually he'll understand.
Well, and I think realistically, like, what we saw her tell the other IOA person on Earth was, like, I don't know whose side to pick yet.
Right.
And then we saw her several times try to approach Young in a professional way, like, right. Here are things we need to talk about. Here's, you know, an issue with my report versus your report on Earth that I'd like to address. That kind of stuff. And Young blew her off every time.
Whereas,
or turned it into a personal attack about her personal strength or weakness every time.
Whereas the one time she did approach Rush for help, he did exactly what she wanted him to do. Maybe not exactly. She probably didn't know he was going to fake a whole ship exploding moment. But
Rush has been much more reasonable about acknowledging her concerns and finding a way to address them.
Right. And he probably works with her fairly closely because Young does all this work assignments, doesn't he? But it should be Ray with the civilians.
Yeah, but if Young was going to offload it to somebody, he would offload it to TJ. Man, I've made it the IO gay and changed Young's gender all in like a minute.
And TJ doesn't have time for that because she's the medic. So, I mean, Young has a shortage of people he trusts to do the things that the civilians are well suited to do.
Yup.
And no wonder he's really tired.
Yup.
But yeah, the only reason I think Rush is doing it other than Robert Carlyle is probably because Ray, as we discussed, is kind of more of a secondhand person.
Yeah.
Like, she wants to give the advice. Think about it. When she's done negotiations before, no, that's not true. That's in the future. An incursion, when she tries to do negotiations, people die.
Well, that's true.
So I think the negotiations is a scary, scary thing. And maybe that's actually character growth for her during incursion, because she doesn't really do the negotiations. She's always saying we should. And then she finally steps up and does it without shutting down the way she did during Justice.
Yeah.
I just patted myself on the back. I'm like, oh, very good. Very good Rey understanding.
Yes. Rey character growth. We need more of it.
Yeah. So anyways, though, they trade food and water for Eli.
Yeah.
Eli confronts Chloe once he's on the other side.
Yeah, and Eli is super annoyed and really doesn't believe her no matter what she says.
Right. And he also shows just how dense he is, that he's surprised she took Rush's side.
Yeah, which is, I mean, it's one of those things, like, I understand it's only been a day or two since the Nakai ship stuff happened.
Right.
But, like, that he, who's arguably one of her best friends, like, wouldn't have noticed that she's a little different.
Right.
Makes me really concerned about his ability to read people.
Right.
Which supposedly he's supposed to be this super personable, like, anyway.
No, you can be personable and still not read people terribly well.
Yeah.
The way you're personable is you just treat everyone like they're honest and nice.
Yeah.
And now he's having suspicions.
Yeah, and we have seen Eli, you know, interject semi-inappropriate comedic moments into situations and stuff too,
Right.
which is not always the right thing to do.
Exactly.
So.
But here's the other thing, though, is like, she does tell him about being left behind, which Eli already kind of knew. And even Rush was lying about it, he could see Chloe knowing. He looks at Chloe, and you can tell on his facial expression that he knows that she doesn't believe it.
Yeah.
Like, she knows a different truth. And then she actually tells it to him, and he still can't accept it, even though he's known about it before she did.
Yeah, which is odd.
Right.
But, or maybe, I don't know. I will never know exactly. Like, I didn't realize how weirdly conflicted Eli's motives were, until this watch through, and
Right.
man.
No, yeah, we've over discussed how, like, we're like, where is Eli coming from? I almost, you know how they say, like, starships move at the speed of plot?
Yeah.
I kind of feel that way about Eli's character. Eli moves at whatever the plot
Yeah.
needs him to move, which is why, you know, in second season, I kind of find it weird that suddenly in the last episode, he's like, I character growth moments here. I need to take responsibility for me, when there has been no build up to that whatsoever.
Yeah, I mean, other than the build-up being they've been telling us he's the main character all this time.
I mean, they can tell us all they want. Rush and Young are clearly the main characters.
I believe that what you meant to say was Adam Brody.
Adam Brody is clearly the star of the show. I was gonna do that, but I was like, am I taking it too far? We need to get this done so I can write my next fic.
Yeah, keep it going.
Oh, it's good. Anyways, ship comes out of FTL again. And Young
Yep.
is like, oh, we can go through the holes now. And I'll leave Matt because, you know, I'd rather have Matt live than me.
As usual.
As usual.
We're in this really terrible situation. I really think my lieutenant is probably better equipped to handle it than me, so let me go risk my life.
Right? Well, it's just like, what if he does die trying to do this?
Yeah.
It just doesn't.
If they had both died on that flippin' ice planet because he couldn't pull Scott out,
It's just,
then what?
he's so many poor choices.
I'm gonna go ahead and give Everett Young, like, number one for poor life choices.
I'm gonna give him one of those Boy Scout badges. The
Yeah.
poor choices badge. You've certainly done enough of them, my friend.
It's not often that I get to just totally blame someone for all their poor life choices. It's basically him and Chloe Reed, so.
Well, the weird thing is that we always talk about how Young is right in a lot of ways. Like, he's never wrong, necessarily.
He's not super right this episode.
This episode, who knows what he is? Like, this episode, all he had to do was say, okay, let's listen. Let's figure this out. You
Yeah,
know?
like,
That's
what
all
are
he
they
had to
even
do.
asking for? Like, the military submits to civilian authority? Like, that's nothing.
Right. The military
That,
is still the military.
yeah, all that requires is, like, okay, I will listen to your priorities and relay them to my men.
Right?
Like, he already, we know he doesn't want to be in charge because he keeps trying to put Scott in charge. So, why wouldn't he just do that?
And Scott obviously does listen to civilians.
Yeah.
Ugh!
So, what you're telling me is if Colonel Young had died when he came through the gate and had a seizure, everything would be different.
Yeah, except I don't think we would watch it.
Yeah, somebody please write me that fanfic so that I will love it.
Wouldn't it just be like, and everything was all right, kind of, the end?
Yeah, like.
No, okay, I'll write a fic, like an AU, because I am curious how those two would react to one.
Yeah, I mean, how does Scott handle Rush? How long does it take him to realize that he's being super manipulated all the time to do exactly what Rush wants?
It's Matt, so probably a very long time.
Exactly. I mean, maybe when somebody sits in the chair and dies,
There you go. But
but.
I don't, well, okay, we'll talk about, I think that would be a good podcast on its own.
Yeah. We'll do that after the show's over. Like, now rewatch the whole show, but assume Colonel Young wasn't here. How does this show work?
I think that would be really interesting. Anyways, next though, Brody's annoyed by food and water, and Ray is like, bully's gonna bully.
Yeah, Ray is like, Colonel Young is a colonel. That means he's an asshole. Just, you know.
Yeah. Full bird.
Yep.
Even though he's not really that full. It's just recently that he's just gone crazy.
Yeah, I mean, he's...
Like, he's made some poor
choices.
Do
they not realize how much less crazy he is than Telford?
I think Telford is out of sight, out of mind. And Telford was really good at, like...
Politics.
Politicking.
That's true.
And he didn't do such a great job of it when he came on Earth. But I think a lot of things have happened since Earth, and they forgot all about that.
Yeah. It's another one of those things, right? Like, as much as I love this episode,
right.
When you're talking about it in so much detail across a cohesive storyline,
yeah.
This is a different writer than some of the other episodes have been, and that yeah. means...
That a different take is happening.
That, yeah, a lot of people's characters have lost small hints of their interactions from previous episodes.
But at the same time, this show is really good at linking a lot of things, so I don't want to totally begrudge them.
Yeah, no. Like, core plot points are definitely going across the way.
Right. But, oh well. You know, the Nakai ship on the first episode.
Yeah.
Spencer being there from pretty much the beginning.
I never, ever caught that ship. Like, it's so obvious, it's so there,
it's
but it
easy
never
to
occurred
forget.
To me that that's what it was.
It was easy to forget, and a lot of those small hints, I'm sure, for the character arcs are also easy to forget, because they're not watching them over and over again like we are in detail.
Yeah, it's true.
So next.
Young and Greer get through in their EVA suits, and Young is, of course, like, I'll go find Rush.
Right.
Like, it's not just Rush is, whatever, okay, go be on a vendetta.
Right. Meanwhile, Rush is trying to save the ship, and Eli is fighting him.
Yeah. And Chloe goes to talk to TJ, and TJ is basically like, you guys are idiots. You should have done this any other way than give the Colonel an excuse to just knock you out, because he will.
Which I think is a fair point, but I really am disgusted by TJ in this scene.
Yeah, she's, like, she's very loyal and she's kind of badass in the way she says it. And the
right.
way, like, she's clearly just like, okay, I'm a POW now. So that means you don't get any niceness from me at all.
Which doesn't, I don't know, it just doesn't read on her. Like, you don't get this in her character ever again. You don't get it ever before, even when she was a leader. She has been consistently over the last many episodes questioning Young's ability to lead in the way that she can without, you know, pissing him off. And, like, it just feels out of character for TJ. Like, I think TJ can be pissed about it, but, like, the we're gonna kill you is really what that sentence ends as.
Well, but here's the thing.
It's like, we do war best.
You're right. TJ has been trying to encourage Young to take care of himself and recognize his limitations.
Right.
And, you know, question his own mental soundness.
Right.
And they have just blown up any work she had done on him. Right? Because
right.
now he is going to 100% roll back to military commander crisis situation, you know, deal with this in this way.
Right. I mean, that's a fair point.
I'm not saying that that's, like, 100% of the way she's reacting or that it's totally in character, but, like, I don't know.
It's just weird to me to have her be like, you're dead.
Yeah. And they could be.
Yeah.
They could have just killed her and everyone on this side.
Right.
Right?
And all they've done is been like, hey... Let's let this blow over and then we'll get the negotiation started. It'll be fine. And she's like, you guys are fucking dead. We're going to kill you because we do war best. And I don't know. It really makes me sick. I don't like it.
It's in a lot of ways. I feel like it could have been Greer over here.
Right.
But as Greer, it would have been so terrifying.
It really would have.
Because we know how scary he gets when he gets serious.
Right. Well, I mean, he wanted to kill, like, Matt has to constantly remind him not to kill people as
yeah.
they're retaking the ship.
Yeah.
Matt's the only one who has a hold on the situation, right? Like, he's kind of forced into doing the incursion, but when he does it, he's like, remember, we still have to live with these people tomorrow.
Yeah, well, and in a lot of ways, it worries me a little that the way Matt reacts, like, I would love to just believe all of that about Matt's character.
Right.
Right? That's who he is. But there's also this whole Chloe angle.
Right.
And he's constantly proving that he's emotionally compromised about Chloe.
Right. Oh, yeah, isn't there, so like, Chloe's over
it's
there.
Kind of, it's kind of what happens to a lot of female characters in shows, right? If we're like, right. Well, they did this really cool thing, but they did it while going, you know, with hearts in their eyes about person X.
Right.
And that's how I feel about Matt. Like, yeah. Okay, you're doing the right thing because it's the right thing, but you're also doing it because Chloe.
Right, because you want to still be with Chloe.
Yeah.
And the only way for that to work out is if people don't kill each other.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Anyway.
Damn it.
So, meanwhile, also the Nakai firing on the ship.
Right. And Eli making it really hard for Rush to save them. Ironically, yeah. A lot like the docking clamps. And what... But there's a difference, right? Eli doesn't know the timeline like Rush did with the docking clamps, right? Rush did it at the very, very end. Like, he knew that there was 1 second, you know?
Yeah.
Eli has no fucking clue how much longer those shields are gonna hold out.
Nope.
And it's not like they were out there not knowing the dangers, right?
Yeah, it's... I don't know. I can't keep talking about Eli's issues in this episode.
Sorry.
Like,
you're right. It just doesn't make sense.
No, he comes out, you know, looking fine because he was loyal to Young and everything, but, like, he put a lot of people in danger.
He did.
Doing stupid shit.
More so than Rush ever did. And what's even more painful about it, though, is that Rush kind of looks over at him really worryingly. Like, he does really care about what's bothering Eli, and he's like, what's the matter with you?
Yeah.
And it's, like, kind of, I mean, it's not, like, too worrying. It's kind of just, like, he still thinks they're friends, you know? Kind of, what's the matter with you? It's not a yell. It's like, what's the matter with
you? No, it's like, no, seriously, like, how can I get you to realize what's going on?
Right.
Because I know you're smarter than this and you're not acting like it.
Exactly. And I think it's because Rush has a blind spot with Eli. He thinks that as long as Young isn't there, there isn't any problems. And that's stupid because Eli has proven over and over and over again, it doesn't matter if Young is there or not. Young is always with him in spirit.
Yeah. Well, and it's just, Eli is a different kind of person than Rush is.
Right.
Eli is always going to be looking for, you know, a more direct route. He's always going to be sharing all the information with everybody.
Right.
And, yeah, anyway.
And he does. Anyways, next. Oh, yeah. Sorry, we already did the TJ scene.
Yeah, we did the rest of the TJ scene.
I like that Chloe takes her on a little bit.
Yeah. Chloe does stare her down pretty well.
Right.
But, Young comes walking into the room with Ray and Rush, and Greer and James and the military come and make all the civilians get on the floor because this is martial law.
Well, a lot of them are knocked out, and they're like, oh, the civilians are fine. And I'm like, if you hit someone hard enough to knock them out, they are not fine. They probably have, they definitely have concussions.
He might have choked them out. All
that's
like,
also not fine.
Splinter Cell style.
Anything you do to knock someone out that isn't like a gas form of knocking someone out. Which, by the way, chloroform only works so long as the rag is against their face. The second you take away, they wake up. So movies lie to you.
Oh, okay.
Even choking someone out, that still has a lot of potential for brain damage.
Yeah. Oh, I know. It's not great.
Right.
But at least Greer didn't kill them, right? It's all fine.
Yeah, I mean, TV magic.
Yay, Greer, no death.
Matt comes in, saves his girl.
Yeah, Matt. It's weird because they have this stare down, right? Chloe and TJ, and like then the door opens and Matt's like, "Yup, we won. Let's go."
Right.
Like, it's like, oh look, TJ's immediately right.
Right.
Sucks to be you.
Well, I mean, I know it's the thing is that she is right. I mean, I don't think morally right or whatever. She's right.
Well,
she read the situation. She knows. It's the way she said it that feels out of character. Like, I think she could have had that sentiment come across and still be a TJ sentiment. And still be just as badass.
Yeah.
But that was, like, Greer's words coming out of her mouth.
Yeah, which is odd. I agree with that.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Greer is, like, pissed at Volker. It looks like he's going to kill him.
Well, Volker's one of the loudest whiners,
Yeah.
so the young stare down reveals that Rush has put a lockout code so Eli can't do all the things.
Right. And
And
Young is like, I'm
Rush
gonna
is
shoot you
like,
now.
no, you understand how the last time you nearly died? Well, this time I put all the power in the shields and locked it. So we're just gonna try and live through this
Right.
attack without shooting at people.
Right.
But then there's a lot of guns.
Well, here's the thing, though, is like Young is like, I'm gonna shoot you now. And Rush again looks surprised.
I don't even know if it's surprised. I think it's disgust.
Right? Like, oh, you really are this person.
Like, it's just this, like, are you stupid?
Yeah.
Like, okay, you're gonna try and kill me again. Well, you did that once, so I'd love to see you try.
Oh.
Meanwhile, I'm doing the right thing to keep all of us alive, so fuck you.
Well, I mean, that usually, I'm doing the right thing to keep us all alive, so fuck you, is pretty normal, Rush.
Yeah, that's the hence it's very easy to read in his expression.
Right. Well, I guess, I mean, that makes more sense. I thought maybe he was just like, I thought we had discussed this.
Yeah.
No trying to kill each other anymore.
Yeah. And then here we go again with Eli, like, let me tell you about the tracker Rush has in his chest.
Know.
I'm
Doesn't.
like,
Eli doesn't get it, and Rush looks so defeated. So defeated.
yeah. And then Young is like, TJ, you do the doctoring. Go do open heart surgery.
This is so random. It's like it just comes out of nowhere. This should be its own episode.
Yeah, and then meanwhile, it's like, oh, well, we'll just use the stones to do it. I'm like, in the middle of a firefight, you're gonna go, okay,
Right.
person from Earth, I need you to come perform surgery on this person in a firefight, and you might die.
Right before we're gonna jump into FTL, so you'll, get pushed
Yeah,
out of
you'll
their
obviously have a
body.
hiccup.
Yeah.
Oh,
But I'm always like,
anyway.
hi, Dr. Brightman, we're under attack. Welcome to Destiny.
Yeah.
Eli comes up with like a thoroscopic camera very quickly, so good for him for that.
I hope it's sterile, but Rush doesn't die of sepsis, so everything's fine.
Eli does find a way around the lockout, though, doesn't he? But he just thinks Rush is right, so at least he has that in his
Yeah, because,
favor.
well, he's now seen two similar firefights with similar enemy, right?
Right.
And he's seen that when they're devoting all their power to shields, like Rush says they should, they're doing much better than when they were trying to shoot like Young said they should.
I mean, that's just Young doing exactly what TJ said he does, right?
Yep, like totally handling the combat situation the way that he should, I guess should.
Well, no, he shouldn't, because he should realize that the power from the, like, there's a trade-off.
Yeah.
You can't
But
have shields and weapons.
he's on this ship anyway, right?
Right.
Like that's not normal.
Right. That's true.
Except early days Atlantis, but I don't think he was assigned there.
Can I point out that it is too dark to do surgery on Rush?
Oh yeah, it is way too dark. There's no way anything was sterile enough unless Brody's distilled a lot more alcohol than we think.
Yeah, I mean, Chloe's not even like wearing gloves. I don't know
And
where she would have gotten them,
can
but.
I point out that they introduced this plot point in the last 10 minutes of the episode?
Right? Like, this really. So, what this last plot point should have been was its own episode with Rush and Young talking out their feelings poorly, and then, the Nakai showing up every single time and barely surviving each
Yeah.
attack, and then they're like going through the problems, and then Rush is finally like, it's me. And then they
Yeah.
have that thing. And then they save him because he came out and said, I think it's
Yeah.
me.
After Young tries to throttle him for being like, are you kidding me? We have been, blah da 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 da. People are injured. People could have died. They could have had a screaming match, a good, passionate rage.
Right. And then, yeah, it just would have
Young
been.
could threaten to throw him out an airlock, which he wants to anyway.
Right. And then you can actually have development between the civilians and the army folks. Like, I don't understand why that
Yup.
wasn't its own episode. I don't understand why the actual incursion itself isn't its own episode. And I don't understand the fomenting, like, actually taking control of the ship wasn't its own episode. But,
I don't understand why the tracker that some aliens implanted in a person would look like a fishing lure instead of like a small flat thing that the body wouldn't like. Because that little thing, like, yeah, they make it look like it's in an open space,
Yeah.
but that means that any, like, weird movement or compression of the body could make it stab other parts of the body, which is not good for the longevity of the
I
host.
had that same thought, and I always wondered why chest. I guess they must have figured out that's like the most sensitive area that's hard to do surgery on. I mean, the brain would be, but.
Yeah. Also, it would make much more sense for the Nekai for it to be brain. Right?
Right?
Like, everything they do is psychically linked, it seems like.
I don't
But
know.
anyway,
I don't know
so
how Rush
they.
knows he has a tracker in him.
Yeah.
I
Well.
think it would have been a much more be like if it was its own episode, it would have been better if Rush figures it out on his own. Like,
Yeah.
fuck, I think it's
Because can't
me.
you just see Rush, like, standing in a corner of the med lab in the middle of the night, like, scanning his body with a hand
Right.
scanner and not telling anyone
And
about
right
it?
before the commercial break, it like zooms on his face where he's just like, fuck.
Yeah.
It's me. 'Cause he's gonna go through all the possibilities. He's gonna realize it's either him or it's Chloe.
I also love that Scott's like, let's smash it immediately. Let's
Right.
make sure we don't have any time to study it or learn anything from it. We're just gonna smash it.
I had that thought too, but I also thought he was gonna shoot it.
Well, thank Christ he didn't
I
do that. All right, I take it all back. Good job, Matt. You made the right end of the gun choice.
Oh, goodness. But it
Oh,
totally looked like he
Lordy.
was gonna shoot it. Anyways, so after that, Young talks to the civilians. He's like, Greer, everything's good. Just let them go.
Yeah,
It feels.
he does do a very cool thing as the civilians are filing out. Okay, cool or not. Anyway,
Right.
as the civilians are filing out, he stands there, right?
See, that made me feel like
And
dictatorial.
he makes them walk by him,
Right.
and he watches who can and can't make eye contact with him.
Well, fuck him for that.
I think it's, I don't know. I don't know that it's good. But it's a very strong statement of who he is and what their
Oh
situation
no, I
is.
agree, and that's kind of. And in another situation, I might be like, yeah, but I'm so angry with Young this episode
Yeah.
that I think it's like just another power play to piss civilians off.
Well, and he only ends up looking vaguely rational in comparison to Greer,
Right.
who is again being written like a complete psychopath.
Right.
Which he isn't, but whatever.
Here's the thing. If it was the military doing all those things, like they have sworn their loyalty to him, then I can see him shaming each and every person filing through the door.
Yeah.
But these are civilians who do not follow his order in any of our cultural structures. We don't follow the military's orders
Yeah.
unless ordered by our civilian government. And so, you know what I'm trying to say? Like, that's where that power play would be good, is if it was his own
Well, and I
people
guess,
doing the coup.
okay, I guess that their argument is, the military side argument is this entire thing continues to be a crisis situation full of people who were not assigned to be here.
Right. And that's fair.
The people who were supposed to be on this ship are the military people, and therefore they need to be the ones in control, and they will do their very best to take care of you,
Right.
but they have command.
I mean, that's why I always say Young is right and Rush is right. But
Yeah, but the
I.
problem is that this is such an ongoing situation that, like, if we're going to be here for months and years, we do need to start treating this like we would treat a colony
Right.
or something. And,
At what point do the civilians get some control back in their lives?
yeah, and I mean, the problem right now is nobody is getting to use the communication stones either.
Yeah, except for like the five main characters.
Well, no, since Young switched with the Nakai, we've seen no one go to Earth or report to Earth.
Right. And we won't until Rush becomes Telford.
Yeah, which is the end of the season. And the episode just ends there. Like, they crammed so much in that there's no time really
Right.
for follow-up or processing or any of that.
I mean, there's a small little processing. Like, Young is like, we have a huge fucking problem because the civilians are gonna remember this.
Yeah,
And
and
then,
Ray, there's a
Ray.
very cool. So as Young's doing that, with all the civilians walking past him, like, the focus shifts from him to Ray behind him.
Right. And she goes, you shouldn't have left Rush behind.
Yeah, and this is where we get the, like, you don't think I fucking know that?
Right. Well, the thing is I think Rush, I mean, not Rush, I think Rey is doing what she's always been doing, being honest. And
And trying to
she's.
figure out, you know, how this is gonna work.
Right. Well, she laid her cards out on the table right there. She said, "This is why I felt compelled.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm pissed at you all the time, but you left a man behind."
Yeah.
And, I mean, yes, the episode of Justice notwithstanding.
Well, she tried to do what she thought she had to in
Right.
Justice, right? Like,
She didn't
she
know.
had to push hard
Right.
against him because obviously every military person on the ship would have been glad to just brush it under the rug.
Right. But.
In this case, she happened to be wrong, but
Right. You know what
yeah.
sucks, though, is, you know, he says, "Don't I know it?" And I'm like, "Oh my God, it's a step in the right direction." But then Greer and Young talk and they're like, "This isn't over." And it's just this chilling fucking ending.
Yeah.
And it's did you learn, Young? Did you?
No.
You're gonna
Well, at
say you
this
do next episode.
I don't know. There's also the Greer thing of like in order to maintain Greer's respect for him, does Young feel like he has to acknowledge Greer's concerns constantly? Because he really needs Greer on his side. Because if Greer goes totally loose cannon,
Right.
like there's nobody on that ship that can stop him, as we're gonna see in a little while.
It's true.
But anyway.
You know what sucks is that next episode it's another civilian versus military thing because it's Faith.
Yeah, and it's a different angle on civilian versus military,
They're
but
like, "We can't do a coup, but can you please leave us behind?" And he's still
yeah.
like, "Fuck you."
Well,
Until
and
the very end.
yeah. And some stuff
Yeah.
with TJ and some really kind of inappropriate, like she should be able to make her own life choices kind of shit, but
Right. But then again, she
so
really is the
anyway.
only medical personnel. But yeah, sorry, we can talk about that next episode.
So, final thoughts about whatever this was.
I already spoiled what my final thought is, which is this episode should have been 3 episodes, and Faith
Yeah.
should have been just left behind.
This episode had so much in it, and it really seems like the I don't know, you're right. They could totally have separated out the like the Nekai keep tracking us, Rush has a tracker in him, like all of that could have been another
Are
episode.
you saying they could have divided?
Divided could have been divided. Oh, how meta. Yeah, and there could have been, as the side plots of that episode, some great stuff with
Brody.
Eli and Chloe dealing with their situation,
Yeah.
with Rush, with Park and Greer dealing with their, you know, relationship post this coup,
Right.
with the changes in relationship between TJ and the civilians, because I think a lot of them have trusted her a lot, and she made it very clear. No way, fuck you guys. The
Right.
instant you move against the military complex, I'm against you.
I'm nice to you in a condescending, I have the
Yeah, I'm
power
nice
kind
to
of
you in a
way.
condescending, I'm better than you, and I'm the only one who can keep you alive way.
Right.
Which is weird,
Which
and
is
not
not
TJ at
her.
all.
Yeah. But that's how it comes off in this episode.
Yeah, okay, so both our final thoughts are why so much in one episode show?
Yeah. And why TJ?
And why, yeah, why the TJ shaped Greer speaker box, but I mean, I guess on the one hand, like, hey, the show passed the Bechdel test.
That's true. But why does Chloe only fight with women?
Oh, I don't know. That's sad.
All right, well, where can they find us then?
We are at sgupodcast.tumblr.com.
And we'd like to talk to you.
I'm so glad that people are enjoying this and enjoying this show that I love so much.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Bye.
Goodbye, Internet.
I guess we're not divided on that.
Ha 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 ha.